deal on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to the upper island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attend to this, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bukhara City MC. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more.
Currently studying Indonesia's rice surplus to support humanitarian missions, including aid to Palestine. Deputy Minister of Agriculture, Sunar Riono, stated, according to the minister, the government is formulating a scheme to assist international humanitarian missions with its rice surplus. He noted that the stocks and strengths of Indonesia position as the largest rice producers in the ASEAN region, surpassing major countries such as Thailand and Vietnam. This result is strengthened by an official report from the United States Department of Agriculture, which ranks Indonesia as the top rice producers in Southeast Asia. Food Zulkifli Hasan stated that Indonesia is focused on increasing domestic coffee production, with the goal of overtaking Vietnam as the world's record largest coffee producers, with annual coffee production exceeding 700,000 tons. The minister noted that Indonesia currently ranks fourth in the global and believes this figure can grow significantly with the right strategies in place. According to Hasan, Indonesia has vast areas of land suitable for coffee cultivation, from the westernmost region of Aceh to the eastern reaches of Papua, each introducing beans with distinctive flavor profiles. And that was the news.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
today is known as almost the National Museum Day, where why is museums are important for present and future generation? Let's talk about it a little bit. So, museums are links to other worlds. I'm an anime watcher, so it's really good speaking out about another world. But it's not like that, because it is about our past as well, the past civilization that have been lost or built over. They are keepers of history, of irreplaceable works of art and artifacts that have been dug out and sit silt and ash. The artifacts, bones, and photos that decorate museum halls tell the stories of heroic moments in history, long-extinct creatures, and also unthinkable monsters. Ooh. So, despite the growth of civilization and the rapid development of many areas, the truth remains that there are still many parts of the world that still haven't been explored in depth, either because they are nearly impossible to get to, or because they have been covered over with water and developments. The Earth still holds its secrets, and there are some we may never discover, or maybe have the answer to. But however, museum offers the chance to learn about some of the other mysteries through the artifacts they house, and can even provide the opportunity to learn about humans' race via the past, and that knowledge has proven invaluable over the years as we discover more and more about our ancestors. So, when we think about museums, many times we think of exhibits that have not to be touched, kept safe from damaging fingers, and flashbulbs so that future generations can enjoy them. But these days, many museums have found many incorporate technology into the visitor's experience, and in some cases, we may even be able to interact with artifacts and their stories via smartphone. One of the greatest advances in technology is the ability to roam a museum from home using a computer or tablet, as many of them have upgraded their websites to include interactive maps and guide tours that can be viewed from any devices. Speaking of museums, really hyping me up a bit, but wait, listener. Talking about museum, my favorite museum is of course about the space. And in Indonesia, we have Taman Mini Indonesia Indah with the museum about space and technology from Indonesia and also the world, where you can interact with many science things that you are interested about and many things from like science. Science is really amazing for me to learn and watch for myself and even test it out. So make sure to visit your local museum and maybe you can learn a thing or two, or maybe just have the best time of your life there. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
This world going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi is Java. We shall come to Wit Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at our small village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Besung Bangsong. Besung Bangsong is a typical food of regional Tidu Hamlet, Singolakan Village, Singojuru Sub-District.
Go, Dylan.
Apa, Mer? Panggil aku aja ya. Iya, Mer, gue mangkok. Kau jadi milikku, kembali diriku, sepenuh hidupku dan ku berjanji tak akan sakiti.
Oh,
our broadcast, but the loading room because after this my calling will continue to... Continuing on with the program of Indonesia Today, where you can tune in on our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave 335 kHz and 475 kHz also, our application name at A-Digital. And if you want to send your messages through our social media, there's Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account, and VOI Indonesians. We're on TikTok, NVOI_official. We also have our email address, NVOIListeners@gmail.com. And also, WhatsApp number, +62 8212381210. And please enjoy our feature, that ending, to accompany you, before changing the host after this. So, make sure to always stay tuned us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for their reactivity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers, and to traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instruments, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of the regions in Indonesia which has a bigger bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely, kerinding. Has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes Karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Aba Olok to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Karinding. In 2004, Aba developed Karinding, heritage of parents. Aba must preserve it because message from parents in older Karinding arts is not extinct. Aba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Bambu banyak, jadi umurnya cepat kering, setahun, tidak bisa dibikin, setahun, setahun sampai 2 tahun tidak akan baru bisa dibikin.
Sudah time, Kalinin has been known by lots of other people, especially the Kumbandi. Also from Pakistan, the Kalinin has been known in Bandung since 1982. The soundtrack artist from Bandung, Khairul Sri, introduced Kalinin to his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai ada eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Kalinin ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh...
In Bandung City, Kalinin art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Khairul Sri around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya Karat. Kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah ya, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu nagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nu ngantrog. Astagfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu nagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nu ngantrog. Astagfirullah,
Santos Kabalaya Reina. You have just listened to Kalinin written and composed by Stick Fry and sung by Kalinin Attack. Kalinin is usually a bit solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tune or rhythm. In the past in Chiaobi, Kalinin was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Mahalot, there are 4 types of tune in playing Kalinin, namely, Tungarap, Kumundangan, Kareogan, and Iri-Iringan. Kalinin can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways that Kalinin's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal cun atau nada-nada yang dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Kalinin tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada, hanya moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
We can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Kalinin does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually, and there was no agreement about the sound. So Kalinin has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument. dinosaur.